Welcome, everyone, to a deep dive into some pretty interesting source material today.
Absolutely. We're looking at something you might not immediately connect, artificial intelligence.
Right, but not in the usual places. We're talking about AI getting into essential home services.
Yeah.
You know, plumbing, electrical work, HVAC.
That kind of thing. Yeah, we've got excerpts from an article about a startup. It's called Netic.
Netic, yeah. And it's all about how they're trying to use AI to, well, change the skilled trade sector.
So our mission here is to really unpack what this company is up to.
Uh-huh. And figure out how AI can even be applied in a field that's so hands-on.
Exactly. It's physical work. We'll explore the potential upsides, the challenges mentioned in the source.
And importantly, what it might mean for you. Maybe you need a repair, or maybe you're just, you know, tracking where tech is going.
Because, and this is kind of surprising, the source suggests the next time you call a plumber,
an AI might answer, or even, what, call you first?
Potentially, yeah. That's the direction some of this is heading.
Okay, let's definitely unpack this then. So the article focuses on Netic. They're based in San Francisco, right?
That's right. A startup. And they've launched this AI platform. It's built specifically for these home services companies.
So what's the basic problem they're trying to fix here? What's the angle?
Well, the core idea seems to be efficiency and generating new business leads.
Okay.
So Netic provides a platform, and it's designed to automate certain things. Think client outreach, managing incoming calls, messages.
Using AI to handle that stuff for, like, plumbers and electricians?
Exactly. They're targeting the operational side, the back office stuff, not the actual trade work.
Gotcha. And it looks like there's some serious financial backing behind this idea. The article mentions funding.
Oh, absolutely. Big funding. They've raised $20 million.
Wow.
Yeah, from some well-known VC firms, Greylock and Founders Fund are named.
Okay, so that's significant. That money is presumably for building out the tech.
Precisely. To expand their AI capabilities, specifically within this skilled trade sector. The investors clearly see, well, potential for big efficiency gains.
And big returns, naturally.
Of course.
It does make you think about the market, though. The source mentions a lot of startups are looking past the usual white-collar software market.
Right. The SaaS world is pretty crowded.
And they're seeing this big opportunity with, you know, traditional home services businesses.
Yeah.
Your local electrician, plumber,
HVAC pros. Yeah. These businesses that are fundamentally built on, well, people doing physical work.
Manual labor.
Exactly. And that's kind of the key insight from the article, I think. The challenge and where Netic sees its opportunity is bringing this cutting-edge AI
into businesses based on manual labor. How do you even do that?
Well, crucially, it's not about replacing the person fixing your furnace.
Yeah.
The source is very clear on that.
Okay.
The AI cannot do the skilled work. It's about optimizing everything around that human work.
So the AI isn't wielding the wrench?
Definitely not.
It's trying to make sure the right plumber gets to your house faster, maybe. Or that the company doesn't miss your call.
Precisely. And this whole trend is getting a boost from private equity firms, too, apparently.
Oh, how so?
Well, PE firms have been buying up and consolidating lots of these smaller home services businesses.
Right, rolling them up.
Uh-huh. And now they're actively looking to inject technology like Netic's platform into these companies they own.
Why? Just to squeeze out more efficiency.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
To chase productivity improvements. The source notes that Netic's main customers are these PE-backed groups, plus some larger independent businesses.
There's a quote in the article from one of the investors, Ashim Chana at Greylock.
Right.
He talks about these businesses often having underutilized capacity, like technicians sitting around, or maybe their routes aren't planned very well.
Exactly. That's the idea. And Chana says AI's role here is to improve that matching, getting the right tech to the right customer efficiently.
Okay, that makes sense. But he also mentioned something more proactive.
Yeah, this is interesting. The AI aims to actually reach out to customers before they even realize they have a problem and call.
Whoa, okay. The predictive thing? That sounds potentially powerful, maybe a little creepy. How does it know?
Well, the Netic platform uses various AI models, generative AI, specific language models.
So different tools for different jobs.
Seems like it. The CEO, Melissa Tokmak, explains they use certain models just to, say, verify an address. Others analyze the conversation.
To figure out how urgent the call is or how important the customer might be.
Exactly. Urgency and priority.
Okay, give me an example from the source. How does it prioritize? Is it just looking for keywords like leak or emergency?
It's apparently more sophisticated than just keywords. The article gives a couple of examples.
Like what?
Well, the AI algorithms can pick up on signals in the call suggesting urgency. You know, maybe someone calls right after a big storm.
Okay. Suggest storm damage. Higher priority. Makes sense.
Right. Versus maybe a routine maintenance check, which could wait. But here's a really strategic part. The AI might bump a customer right to the top if they mention they've already gotten a quote from a competitor.
Oh, that's smart, business-wise, I mean.
Totally.
So it's not just about fixing the most critical problem first, it's also about locking down the business before a competitor does.
Exactly. It's blending that operational efficiency with like a sales strategy.
Okay. And what about that predictive outreach you mentioned? How does that work?
So the AI generates marketing campaigns. It tries to anticipate when customers might need service.
Magic.
Huh, not quite. Data. It pulls in data points like weather forecasts for an area.
Okay, like a heat wave is coming, maybe AC units will fail.
That kind of thing. Also, the type of property the customer has, their past service history,
Right.
it crunches all that to try and predict maintenance needs.
So it's looking at storm warnings and my house details to guess if my sump pump might give out. That
Yeah.
feels quite involved.
It's definitely data-driven service anticipation, and the platform is designed to plug into the existing CRM software these companies already use.
So it doesn't add more complexity, ideally.
That seems to be the goal, yeah. Reduce complexity.
The article interviews one of Netic's customers, Chris Hoffman, CEO of HB Solutions Group.
Right, Hoffman Brothers.
And he mentioned he gets pitched AI products all the time, especially ones focused on just automating appointment booking with AI voice agents.
He did, and he apparently turns most of those down.
But he found Netic offered something more.
Yeah, he felt it offered value beyond just, you know, answering the phone or responding to messages. Although, interestingly, he did note the AI often had better accuracy and recall.
Than humans in those initial chats.
Yeah, remembering details, getting things right the first time.
Yeah.
But for his company, the bigger value was using the AI to help plan and prioritize.
Which technician should take which job and when across their whole team?
Exactly, which for a large company like his is a huge logistical challenge.
Because you've got all these technicians, but customer demand is unpredictable. That must be tough.
He actually had a great quote about that, something like, "I have to match my capacity with my customer demand on a daily basis."
And that's really hard because I don't always get to choose how many people's air conditioners are going to break when they call me.
That quote just nails the core problem this AI is trying to solve, doesn't it?
It really does. But despite seeing the benefits in using the tech, Hoffman also gave some important
He
context.
did. A reality check, maybe?
Yeah, the article points out that even at his company, which is using Medic, only about 20% of customer calls are actually handled by the AI right now.
Only 20%. And he specifically added, "We're still human first."
Human first, that's a really key phrase, isn't it?
It really is that 20% figure plus the human first comment. It tells you a lot.
It shows that, okay, the tech is useful for certain things. Automating that initial sorting, maybe predicting some stuff.
Right, specific automatable tasks. But the vast majority of the actual customer interaction,
And critically, all the hands-on skilled work.
absolutely all of it, remains firmly with human beings, for now at least.
So it's like powerful support technology, but it's definitely not a replacement for the plumber or the electrician.
Not even close, based on this account.
So it really feels like early days for AI truly taking over customer interactions in these essential services, even with all that investment pushing it.
Definitely early days. I think the core takeaway from this source is yes, AI is making these deliberate moves into the skilled trades.
Through companies like NECnetic.
Right. Focusing on optimizing operations, boosting efficiency, automating specific bits of customer contact, and lead generation.
And we've seen how it's being applied, that predictive outreach, using weather or property data.
Handling calls, figuring out urgency, prioritizing jobs, even considering competitor quotes.
That was a sharp one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But while the potential for businesses to, you know, better use their technicians' time and be more efficient is clear,
That real-world view, like the 20% call handling, the human-first idea.
it reminds us this is still evolving. Humans are very much central. They handle most calls and they do all the actual work.
So if we step back and look at the bigger picture, this isn't just about slightly better booking software.
No, it signals potentially a more fundamental shift.
In how these really traditional vital service businesses operate, the ones keeping our homes running.
Potentially, yeah. driven by a big investment and that constant search for efficiency, especially in matching skilled labor with demand that goes up and down.
It really leaves you with a big question to think about, doesn't it?
What's that?
Well, as this AI gets better and better at predicting when we need repairs or managing these complex schedules for workers, how is that relationship going to evolve between the skilled human experts doing the actual work and the increasingly smart technology that supports them?
Right. Where do you think that balance is going to settle between pure technological efficiency and, you know, the necessary human touch in these essential home services?
Something to definitely mull over.